Thank you for calling Archstock Fire. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Excuse me, say again.
This is Archstock Fire. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
I tried to sign up online, and I'm getting a message that there was an error with processing my order, and they gave me this phone number.
Okay, so you're trying to sign up for service, correct?
Right.
All right, no problem. I'll be more than happy to sign you up for service. Could I get your service address, please?
The service address, excuse me, is 1083 Decker Street in Kingston, New York.
Okay, give me a moment, please. You said in Kingston, right? Can you hear me good?
I'm having trouble hearing you. What was your question?
Is it any better now?
A little bit.
Yes, yeah, so I was asking you what's your zip code?
What's the code?
Your zip code.
Oh, 12401.
And your street address number again?
The address is 1083 Decker Street, Kingston, New York.
And you said that you got an error while signing up?
Yeah.
Okay, no problem. I'll just do it for you. What service are you interested in, the 1 gig or the 2 gig?
I was signing up for the 1 gig internet connection.
Did you sign up for the landline?
No, just for a computer.
Okay. Do you rent or own the property?
Yes.
Rent or own?
I own.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Yes.
You said it's different? Yeah, I think you're not hearing me clearly. One moment. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit.
Yeah, I was asking you, is your billing address different than your service address? Is it different?
The billing address and the service address are the same address.
Is your utility wires, is it through the air or is it under the ground?
Say that again, please.
Your utility wire, like your power cable, is it through the air or under the ground?
It's through the air.
Okay. And could you spell your first name for me, please?
My first name?
Yes.
First name is Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L.
And what's your last name, Daniel?
Rafkind. It's spelled R-A, F like in Frank, K-I-N-D, like in Delta.
So that's R-A-F, K as in kilo, I-N-D as in dog.
Right.
Thank you. All right, could I get the email that you like me to add on file?
You want my email address?
Yes, your email.
Yeah, it's danrafkind@gmail.com.
@gmail.com?
Yeah.
So danrafkind@gmail.com.
Right.
Primary phone number?
Be 845-336. 8013. It's a landline. It cannot receive text messages.
Okay, so 845-336-8013. Do you want me to add a cell?
Say that again, please.
Do you want me to add a cell number?
I can add a cell number.
Okay.
845-663-5109.
And how may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
How may we contact you, phone, email, or text?
Email.
And just to read you a quick disclosure for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So as part of our order process, we need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a $50 deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so would automatically require you to pay that $50 deposit. Are you willing to do the credit check?
Does it require me telling you what my Social Security number is?
Yes.
Well, I don't want to do that.
Do you want to do the deposit?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you want to sign up for the discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. So if you use your checking or savings account with paperless, it's $10 off. But if you use your credit or debit card with your paperless billing, it's $5 off. Which would you be using?
Again, what was the first option?
Checking or savings with paperless.
And how much off does that allow?
$10.
Let's do that.
Okay. What is the routing number? And are you using, what is the routing number?
I have to look that up. Will you give me a minute? Let me get my check. Hang on, please. Okay, the routing number is 221-976-243.
That's Mid-Hudson Valley Federal Credit Union?
Yes.
And the account number?
It'll be 776-513-0001.
Okay, and the name on the account?
The name on the account is my name, Daniel Rafkin.
Okay, and that's a checking account. Do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
How did you hear about ArtStop Fiber?
I received an advertisement in the mail.
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a septic tank at the front of your home or any buried wires?
Can you say that again, please?
Is there anything that the technicians should be aware of on your property before they arrive, like a septic tank at the front of your home or any buried wires?
No.
Okay. All right, I'm going to read you a few disclosures, okay?
Okay.
So at the time of your initial connection, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation.
Okay.
If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground, will then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend our new customers wait until our fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment provided by ArchTop Fiber is the property of ArchTop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive the recurrence kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchTop. ArchTop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your ArchTop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today.
Okay.
Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirements to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right, so closer to October 25th, we'll give you a call just to set up a date and time for installation, okay?
Okay, one more thing. What would be my estimated monthly payment going forward?
Oh, it would be $69.99 per month. Oh,
okay, very good. All right, so I would be contacted by email then?
Yeah, you get those email confirmations. And just to let you know, because of the you decided to do the deposit, $50
yeah.
would be taken out of the account.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, thank you for your help.
Okay, no problem. My pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling ArchTop Fiber.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.